Blog Talk Radio.
Of you all too, she's on radio tonight. We have an awesome man that's the guest tonight, Lord. Yeah, I know I say this, but tonight I'm gonna say, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
Yep.
We got an awesome guest tonight, man. Before we get to her, and before I get to Teddy, I want to know how many of you all ladies heard the theme music and wanted to go right to the club and get you a Cosmo.
I'm gonna go get me one, honey.
It sounds fabulous, doesn't it? This is Sex in the City, girl. Y'all know about that. Y'all know I'm about the Sex in the City.
Yes,
but I want to introduce to you all to my co-host, Teddy P. Talk to
me. Y'all already know who it be. It's the one and only Teddy P. Falling out of that good old 757. What's going on, ladies?
You hear him in the background screaming, "Hey, Teddy!" I hear him. Y'all hear him.
Yeah, man.
I hear him.
Come on, now.
And the lady of the hour, the man. Look, I can't even introduce you, man. I'm gonna let you do the honors. I'm gonna let you introduce yourself, man. I thought you should introduce yourself. So go ahead, talk.
Hi, y'all. What's up, ladies? This is St. Louis Finest, the one and only. What's going on? Hit me with whatever. It's all about y'all tonight.
All right. So, St. Louis, I want you to... Now, before we go there, tell us a little bit about yourself. Tell us who you are, what you do, and a little bit about you outside of the entertainer.
Okay. Of course, I got that original 9-to-5, do have a full-time job, do work for the Army of all services, Navy, all the little government service. I work for all of them in the medical department. The St. Louis lifestyle, I've been doing that 5 years plus. I started off in Texas, in Austin, Texas, to be exact. I'm average Joe. I mean, I love to have fun. I would say I am a big kid. I'm a jokester. I am the prankster of the crew. Wherever I am the one to do the jokes. But, you know, I'm the average Joe. I'm 26, going on 27 this year. We'll be having a big party. Y'all be hearing about it. Definitely going to have y'all there. She's on. All y'all going to be there. I mean, that's pretty much it, you know. I am single, ladies, so y'all know I am very much single. That's about it. I mean, whatever y'all want to know, hit me with it.
Right. Well, you pretty much answered all my questions in one. Good luck. So tell us what got you started. What made you want to share all of that sexiness with the world? Like, we
want to
know that.
Yeah, wow. A lot of people don't know. Only the people that know me personally know that I am a very shy person. Outside of the whole St. Louis, believe it or not, I'm very shy. But I love to dance. So pretty much to sum it all up, I was in Austin, Texas in a club called Big Yo's. I'm sure y'all know about them. Awesome company. But I started out there. I was just out there, you know, in the club dancing or whatever. You know, a few of my friends, they asked me, it was like, yo, you know, you ever thought about performing, stripping? And I was like, stripping? I'm like, man, no, I ain't going to be stripping and doing all that. And they was like, you know, come to a show, check it out. So I came, you know what I'm saying, had a good time or whatever, and I checked it out. And I was like, ah, okay, yeah, that's cool, it's cool. So believe it or not, the first time I did it, I didn't do not no dance move or nothing. I lip synced the whole song, and I was supposed to, I practiced the whole routine and everything. Didn't do nothing. Choked up pretty much. So, you know, after the years passed, you know, I got a little more courage, you know, and I pretty much got more confident, and I built my own type of, you know, personality for St. Louis. So I could be, you know, that, I guess, that sex symbol or whatever, you know, that fantasy for that lady. So now, you know what I'm saying, I've, over the years, you can even see, like, on my YouTube, do want to plug that in, I got a YouTube. My original one was STL Finest 2009. That's where y'all see a lot of my old videos, I guess you'd say the Junior St. Louis Finest. And then my more recent videos, y'all can see that on the St. Finest Dom 1, the number one. That's where y'all see the most recent. I think the latest video I got on there is Baltimore Pride. But, I mean, that's pretty much how I started. Started off in Austin, Texas, went down there, and they got me on. And another host of videos at the time, it was Flawless. She used to be with them. And she actually, believe it or not, she actually gave me my name. I came in there, and I was new. And she was like, oh, you know, where are you from? And I was like, St. Louis. And she was like, St. Louis Finest, that is. So, you know, it pretty much stuck with me. So, I mean, that's how my name got created. And pretty much that's how I got started. I got it, enjoyed it, and stuck with it.
Okay. So how you are in Maryland now, right?
Yeah, I'm currently in Maryland. That's where I stay now.
Okay, so how does Maryland differentiate from Texas? Like, how is it? Like, compare it a little bit. You want to know?
Okay. Well, Texas, you know, like they say, everything's big there. So, I mean, mostly all the events that they do, it be banging. When yo, you know, do their thing down there, they do their thing and they go hard. They expanded a lot more now, too, since I left, because, I mean, I've lived there for, like, more 4, maybe 5 years. And I also moved to North Carolina, and I did shows there and actually got big. It was another company out there, Nice Entertainment. They're actually a good company, too. They're doing their thing down there. Shout out to them. And then I came here, and when I came here, I was like, okay, this is a little fast pace for me, you know. To be honest with you, it's a lot of different, you know what I'm saying, aspects of different things that's here more so than it is in Texas. Texas, you have your main group there. You know, they all do their thing, but it's more of a circle of everybody that knows everybody. Here, right. It's like I got to, you know what I'm saying, go through different types of clubs and kind of feel everybody vibe, you know. I went with my boys' night and, you know, did my thing with them. And, I did my thing with, you know, our lesbians. Then I did my things with the trans. And, you know, they all do their own thing, but you have a good time at all the events, you know. So now it kind of spread it out more in Texas. It has spread it out more in Texas. So they are doing more events down there now since I left, from what I heard. And then I visited, like, last year. And seen a little bit difference, you know what I'm saying? But here I can see everybody does their own thing, but everybody does their own thing. They do it, you know, big here in their own way. Well, so it's a little more fast-paced here because you have a lot more opportunity to do a lot of different things here. So, I mean, to me, honestly, the difference between the two is you have more opportunities here than I did back there. So that's what I say between the two.
Okay. You have any questions for St. Louis Eddie?
Man, she answered all her questions answered all the questions I had in the beginning.
I know, right?
I'm like, oh my goodness, all I can say is, who won in the game right now? I'm just saying. The only question I have.
Retard.
I'm not a retard. That's my fault. I really, okay, I got a question. If you could perform anywhere in the world or the United States, where would it be? And who would you, you know, perform with and why?
Oh, wow. Where would I go? Definitely will be outside of the U.S. I definitely want to be on some international type thing so they can see pretty much what we do in America. And also, you know what I'm saying, get our lesbian community out there for the expanded out there. Because we out there, but, you know, we're not out there. You know what I'm saying? Like we should.
Right.
So I definitely, far as going somewhere, I'm very adventurous. I like to travel. So, I mean, I'm pretty much leaning with anywhere. But I would go for either Puerto Rico or Spain. Ladies out there are nice. So I definitely would, you know, would jet out there. Who I would perform with? Ooh, that's a good one. That's a good one. Cause I got a lot of little ladies in mind that's pretty nice. I definitely would say I want to perform with a femme. My dom, y'all hold it down. Y'all do hold it down, but I want to have fun.
Right.
I want to have fun. So I'm trying to be out there with a femme. And it's a lot of nice little ladies. It's a lot of nice little ladies. I would say the first bad femme that I've seen that killed it when I first got out was Whiplash.
Yes, Lord.
Whiplash,
yes.
Man, Whiplash kills it. I've never seen her get on the stage and not kill it. She always does a thing. So definitely would, you know, Whiplash does a thing. You know, she's well known in Texas. I know y'all know about Whip.
Oh, I gotta go check her out. I gotta go check her out.
Well, you need to go now.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Check her out. That's a sight to see. That is a sight to see. Yeah, like she had me stunned. Like I was like, yo. that's the name I kick out there. Whip is good. Here from the DMV. Man, that's a tough one. I ain't even gonna lie to you, man, because it's a lot of ladies down here that is. One name I would kick out there is Uzi. Uzi go hard. Uzi does her thing. She definitely goes hard. Every time I see her, I'm definitely giving her electric bill, gas bill. You know, I'm definitely getting to her.
We gonna fight, man. We definitely gonna fight over that.
Yeah. Uzi does a thing. So I definitely shout out to Uzi. She does a thing over here in the DMV. They do. We got some nice films. They got some nice films with Secret Weapon. Like Desire, one of them. Desire does a thing too. So I mean, like I say, it's tough for me to pick a female from over in this neck of the woods. So, I mean, I just throw a whole, you know, me the only dom and all the fams here. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And just keep it like that. So, but definitely, like I said, it's a lot of nice little fams out there that does their thing. So, it's hard for me to pick one, but those are you to give y'all an idea of, you know, whom I would love. Definitely fems. It wouldn't be a dom. Y'all do the out thing, but like I said, I want to have fun.
I feel you. Ain't wrong with it.
You definitely feel that, man. You got no more questions, Teddy?
No, that's pretty much it. Cause ain't nobody going to answer me who winning the game right now, so no.
Man,
I'm
waiting on
two.
I'm hearing them in there, but I can't even be in there because it's so loud. I'm hearing them, though.
You already know who's winning.
I don't know, neither. I had a moment because I'd rather be watching it, but, hey, I'm with the ladies tonight.
Man, be quiet.
Ain't never. Ladies are always the best to deal with. So, ain't nothing wrong with that.
I'm just saying. I'm being honest, damn it. I like to glad this ain't football season. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, y'all hear that, ladies? Y'all hear that? She gonna trade y'all woman in for them whack ass Steelers. That was
no, I'm not. I mean, if you play football or if you don't know it, I would explain it to you. But if my team is playing, I mean, either you steal or I could give you somebody. You can go out, have fun with your girls, whatever. I'm gonna sit here and watch this game.
I be picking work every night, St. Louis man, about them Steelers and them Bumblebees man.
Leave my team alone.
Yeah. I'll be picking one of those. Who your favorite football team is? You better say the right answer. What is your favorite football team, St. Louis?
Man, I ain't even going to lie to you, man. I know my goon squad sucks. But I stick with my Rams all day.
Oh, man, oh, hell.
I know my team sucks, but that's cool, though.
They're your hometown team. I got a cousin that stay out there, and he said I would rep the Rams, but he's a diehard Ravens fan, that son of a pimp monkey.
Yeah, Ravens. I mean, if I had to pick somebody else, you know, I'd definitely go with my Cowboys.
Oh, God. Damn, you
would have
been better off
with
the Ravens.
I know, man. No.
Yeah, they're going to kill me in the DMV. No. But my Cowboys, if it can't be my Rams, I'm going to pick my Cowboys.
No, you would have been better off seeing the Miami Dolphins right now. Come on, man.
Oh, man.
Hey.
I'm just thinking. Hey.
I gotta stick with my boys. Hey, they give them a hard time down here, man. I done seen some spray paint cars with cowgirls on that joint. They do it hard. I believe it.
They do it hard like that for cowboys too.
Wow.
Even though the home team for Virginia is the Redskins, but that's a whole nother story.
Hey, look. Lawrence, let me tell you about Richmond right now. I'm going to ask both of y'all where. Well, I already know, Teddy, you're in Virginia, too. And Maryland is the, what's that, the Baltimore, what? What's that baseball
Ravens.
Team?
They're the Ravens.
They're the Ravens, right, for baseball, right?
No, the Orioles is for baseball. The Ravens is for football.
Yeah, I'm talking about for baseball. Now, look, St. Louis, right?
Y'all already know. Y'all already know, now. The Cardinals all the way.
Okay, I give you that.
At least
y'all got some nice names, man, because in Richmond, name of our baseball team, Richmond, Virginia, y'all totally is the Flying Squirrels. What type of shit is that to name their baseball team, the Flying Squirrels?
Well, at least our team down here, our minor league team is called the Norfolk Tags. It's the water, the tags, but the Flying Squirrels, what the hell?
Man, I'd rather be a tag than a Flying Squirrel, man. What type of beast is that? You know what I'm saying? They already know they coming to Richmond to kick ass, man. We about to whoop them flies. We about to fly them.
We about to wash them out the water. We about to get them a bath.
I know, right? I can't even rep it. I'm like, I can't rep the Richmond Squirrels. I don't know. I can't understand that. Like, the Richmond Squirrels, they could have gave maybe like the Bowling Buffaloes or something.
Oh, wow.
Anything.
Richmond, though.
Yeah, but you could be coming right across the street to mine. You better take a picture of it, too.
Oh, I am. Like, look at me in the Flying freaking Squirrel.
Oh, wow.
Only for my brother. I love her to death, man, but damn, I'm looking at a goddamn going Flying Squirrel. Where they do that at? Only in the 804.
Well, let me talk about Richmond, man. Look, we up there. We will get up there one day. We're going to be all right. We're going to talk about Richmond. We're going to talk about the Flying Squirrels, though, because I'll talk about them. You know what I'm saying? Shoot, I think everybody should talk about the Flying Squirrel. We need to protest that.
protest them. If anybody from the 804 is listening, protest them damn flying squirrels. Change the daggone name.
Yeah, them flying squirrels, man. Raging buffaloes or something. I don't know.
Chicken. No, don't even do chicken because they might try to fry them. But I'm just saying, anything other than
a fry. I'd rather be a fried chicken. I'd rather be the Richmond Chicken Wings. You know what I'm saying? That's a cool name. But the Richmond Flying Squirrels, that's just not cute. There's nothing right, there's nothing right about that. Should be illegal to name somebody a flying squirrel. You know what I'm saying? Like, we should be fighting
really?
For those rights.
I'm going to write a letter to the governor right now. Dear Governor McDonald, can you please change the name of the baseball team in Richmond from something other than the Flying Squirrels? I greatly appreciate it.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So, look, anybody on the line right now, we ain't going to talk about the Flying Squirrels. I'm going to get mad. You know what I'm saying? But anybody on the line tonight, I know
I'm
about to cry,
baby. So, don't cry, bro. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Anybody on the line, I want y'all to press one right now. If you would like to get to know the mysterious St. Louis, you can ask her questions. You can even ask her what's her chicken wing. You know what I'm saying? You can ask her anything. It ain't no wrong. Right question on the field, on street, on radio.
Please know about her, though. You know, we ain't going to have the same have problem like we did last night.
I'll hush up. 561. you already know it's gonna be one or two people. But it's gonna be one or two people that might not know you, St. Louis. But tonight, we guarantee you they're gonna know who you are.
All right, that's what's up.
All right, let's go. Area code 561-692. Talk to St. Louis. 561-692. Hello? 561-692. All right, there you go. Area code
919-806,
talk to St. Louis.
Carolina.
Hey, guys.
Hey,
Carolina. No, that's not my name. Never mind. Okay. My name's Champagne. All right.
Okay. Hey.
Hey, Teddy. I'm sorry, but hey, Teddy.
Hi.
No, that's my routine for you. I gotta say hey.
I know.
I'm not even gonna put myself on the spot, cause I guess I'll be the first one. I don't know you, seriously.
Oh damn!
I go ahead and put myself up there. I'm the first one. So I did have to say something to Casey and whatnot, but I'll wait. But I guess I'm gonna come up with some questions off the head and whatnot. So. I'm a freak. I'm nasty. So what's your favorite position, sweetheart?
Oh, favorite position. I like to beat it up. I ain't even gonna lie. I like to bend you over the bed and get it in.
Oh, shit.
Okay. So you know that song, my Trey song called Scratching Me Up and whatnot. Like, oh, that's my shit. But, like, do you mind having sex with a female and by the time y'all finish you got marks on your body, like, scratched up, bite marks and all that good shit? Like, do you mind that or is that, like, a hell no? Mm-mm, don't do it.
No, definitely. I appreciate that. I like war wounds. So I'm definitely down for that.
Hey, me too. Cool. let me see. You want to take it off that topic. So, I guess you're an exotic dancer and whatnot. So, how long do you see yourself dancing? Like, is this just, like, something to do on your spare time or not, just have fun or not because you like dancing? Or is this something, like, you really enjoy? Like, you plan on doing it for a long time?
Due to I'm only 26, I have plenty of time before I start wrinkling up. I will be doing this for a minute. I mean, I'm definitely doing this to get me out there. Then I'm going to, of course, venture to different things. I want to start a fashion magazine. I want to start a clothing line. So I will be doing other stuff. But right now, I do love to dance. I do love to perform. So right now, I'll be doing this for a little minute.
Okay. KCR, yeah, fair question. Okay, 7-1. Let's see. What's your favorite color?
Favorite color? My favorite color is red.
That's one of them. What type of female do you like?
Oh, man, we'll be here all day. Nah, just playing. But I'm not going to lie. I got a very, very, very high standards for what type of female I do like. I do like older women. I like very mature women. I like women who's headstrong. I have to have a strong woman behind me because I believe I am a very strong person. I like a sweet girl. I like, you know what I'm saying, down to earth. I love my hood chicks, but I can't be with a hood chick. As long as I can take you home, you know, if I can take you home, you know how to be a lady, that's a good thing. But I definitely love my freaks. My freaks are at the top of the list. So I like a lady in, you know what I'm saying, lady in the streets and a lady in the streets. But I like freaks too, so... I mean, pretty much a good girl, but a bad girl. So I'll make sure of the both.
Okay. I don't know, you said about the dancing situation and whatnot, but if you had to choose one female out of this whole entire world, whether alive or dead, that you could have a chance with as far as relationship-wise, who would it be?
If I could be with a... Okay, I didn't hear the beginning part.
Okay.
If
you could be with a female in like this whole entire world, like any female, dead or alive, who would it be?
Oh, hands down, Lauren London. Everybody know if it ain't Carrie, it's Lauren London. Although she just had a shorty by Lil Wayne that hurt my soul, but you know, we'll work that out.
Okay. I know a lot of exotic dancers and whatnot that believe in this, like, they practice it very regularly. It's the whole one-night stand thing, have a show, meet a girl and whatnot, go home, fuck her, blah, blah, blah. Like, do you do that, or, like, is that, no.
Believe it or not, no, I don't. A lot of people think, you know, I have a lot of females or whatnot, and I'm just banging females across the world. Believe it or not, no. I still can count on one hand on how many females I had. So, like I said, at the beginning, you know, I'm very picky. I got high expectations because I know what I can offer. But, yeah, definitely not a one-night stand.
Okay. I can go on for days. Like, I'm always coming up with questions. But, I don't know. Well, since I don't really know you, like, I've never seen your work and whatnot.
Well, look, what we're going to do is we're going to let you get your questions together. We're going to come right back to you, okay?
Yeah, there you go. I was just about to say it. There you go.
All right. We're going to try area code 804-562.
Press that one time.
Yes, you did. You know you did.
No, I didn't.
Who did you?
Hello. I ain't got no question. Hey, Teddy. Hey, KC.
Hey.
I ain't got no question.
Oh, well.
Merry Christmas, though.
Yeah, baby.
Come on, Merry Christmas. Christmas is a stressful season now. You just got me off of this stressful thing. You're supposed to be bringing up more stress.
Oh,
well,
that's good.
All right,
happy Thanksgiving, Lord.
Okay, I'll take that.
My favorite time of year, baby.
Hey, Miss Texas St. Louis.
How you doing, sweetie?
I'm fine, you. I can't think of no question to ask. I was just listening for real. I was going to be quiet tonight.
No, you won't.
No, I don't want to lose my train of thought because I got, when you get into the topic, I got some stuff I want to say. I need some advice tonight, so.
Okay.
All
right. I'm going to be Miss Quiet for right now, okay? But thanks for picking on me and nice talking to you.
Thank you, sweetheart.
All right.
All right.
Oh.
Going back to North Carolina, 919-989, talk to St. Louis.
Hey, y'all.
Hey
KC. Hey, Teddy. Hey, St. Louis's finest.
How you doing, love?
All right. Hey, Casey, you know I got a bone to pick with you.
What I do now?
Oh, what you do?
Every time I say Casey, I'm nervous.
Because
there always be somebody I really want to talk to. I always be like, Casey, I'm nervous. So after I say what I got to say, cut me the fuck off. And you always be like, okay. And then you let me go on and on. And I look dumber and dumber every day. But you know, I keep calling. I don't know why I keep letting you punish me. I don't know what the hell.
I already know.
Yo, you let me get through that joke twice. Twice on your show.
Bumping up once, but twice.
No. Like, shame on me that time.
No,
the first time was shame.
I got the joke. The funny part was at the end.
It was supposed to be naked in the refrigerator. Like, that was it.
But why was he going to heaven because he was naked in the refrigerator? I don't understand. Like, I was like, okay, all right. Everybody got quiet. So I was like, well, shit, I guess that's a joke. Yeah, I thought, but everybody got quiet.
Yo, I feel the need to let everybody know that I'm on the fucking dean's list. Okay, because it's like every day. It's like I'm on here, I'm educated as shit, and then it's like, come on here, and Casey will make you look dumb as hell. Give her a chance. She'll do it
that's
every
just
time.
Wrong. Bro, that is just wrong. That is just, she's on radio, baby. We have fun on here. And if you
I know we
joke,
have fun.
Yeah, if you think your joke is funny, baby, and look. You can say your joke all you want to as many times as you want to.
Never
on the
again. I already poured out the absolute on
No, but the favorite part about the joke was when everybody got quiet. I mean, bro, now tell me, didn't everybody laugh when everybody got quiet?
It was just a pin drop. Like, really? Everybody just got quiet. Like, oh my God, just somebody laughed and somebody just started laughing.
That should be killing them, though. I don't understand what happened.
And you
but anyway, yes, I'm on the dean's list, okay? I'm a teacher, too, on top of that shit. Everybody know that. Okay, now, St. Louis Finest.
Yes, ma'am.
I love the way you ride the beat. That's my favorite part about your routine, the way you fucking ride the beat. Like, nobody does it like you.
Appreciate that, love.
Very unique, and it's like crazy. I love the way you ride the beat. But, okay, I have some odd questions. Can you swim?
Can I swim? No, I cannot, but I can tread well.
I can stay in the shallow end of this bitch. Okay. All right. Do you believe in the whole, like, okay, femme on femme, like, what's your view on that?
Femme on femme is good for TV.
Yeah.
It's good for TV.
Sorry, fucking blunt went out. For real?
Oh, well.
You don't think they can carry on a real relationship?
I mean, to each his own. To be honest, me personally, I don't take it serious. I think it just looked like two best friends together. But, I mean, to each his own. Nothing wrong with it.
Okay, and do you have a passport?
Actually, I don't. I need to get one.
Definitely get one.
Definitely going to get me one soon.
Yes, but yes. If anybody don't know what I'm talking about when I say St. Louis Finest, ride the fucking beat, go to the page, click on it. There you go, right there. That's it. That's the whole kit and caboodle. Watch that shit, fall in love, do what you got to do. I'm telling you, you got a great future ahead of you. I'm trying to tell you.
I appreciate that.
All right, keep doing your shit.
Casey, I know.
This is where you cut me off.
Oh, wow. Don't beat me up. Look, this next time, look, bring up another joke, baby. That's your joke was cute, though, because I laughed at the end, so I got the joke. I guess I got the joke. But, man, we're going to get some punchlines with it. You know what I'm saying? But I ain't going to knock you. I ain't going to knock you because your joke, look, ain't no joke about your joke, right? We all need to laugh. All
right.
True, true.
Oh, and y'all is ruining my damn relationship. It's funny how she always want to talk when it's time for me to fucking listen to this show. And I'm like, man, bitch, if you don't wait until fucking 12, she's like, no. It's like, no, not 7 o'clock, not 6 o'clock. She don't want to talk and shit. She chilling, doing her nails and shit. But then, like, fucking, it's time for me to sit down. I done already fucking dipped my balls and shit, and I'm chilling, and I'm like, yeah, it's time to listen. And boom, you want to talk about what?
Did you say you did your balls? What did you say?
Dip your balls, like wash, take a shower. Oh, that's how this is North Carolina over here. We say we dip our balls.
Oh, okay. I was like, what?
Every day, write this down.
What balls? Excuse me?
Exactly.
I told her to cut me off way before.
You did.
St. Louis, you heard me tell her, right? You heard her tell it, though, right? Okay,
yeah.
She bought this all herself, right? Okay.
Oh, wow.
Yes. Yes, but dip your balls. That means take a shower. Like, yeah, I'm going to go dip my balls, man.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, whoa.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm glad she told us that, though.
I was wondering whose balls she was going to go grab.
Yeah,
no, it's my own.
I was going to say,
dip them,
though,
in soapy water.
I'm going to say I love you, though. If you'd like to dip your balls, I say I love you, okay? And I'm no love lost, dude. But look, we're going to come back to you, okay?
All right.
Dipping balls, Lord Jesus. the balls. How did you feel about that? How did you feel about that, St. Louis? How did you feel, Lou?
The balls threw me off.
So I know, I was like, what?
Yeah, she threw me off with that one.
I was like, dipping balls. But then I'm glad she said that's how we said it in North Carolina, because then I was back on page, you know what I'm saying?
Right. And he cleaned it up.
I know what she was talking about. I'm like, I've heard that down there before. But y'all was just lost.
Yeah,
man, we don't say that in DMV, man. We don't say that in
I live down there, so I would know. I know a little bit of the terminology, but I'm just, y'all learn something new every day.
Yeah, that's why I'm glad she said it. Now I know. When I go down there tomorrow, we in the club, we go down to South Carolina tomorrow, and in the club, like, yeah, I'm dipping balls. I know what it is.
I'm going to be, whatever she drinking, I want some.
Yeah, she dipping balls. I'm like, what? Dipping balls? That's kind of crazy. Yeah, I'm saying. But we're going to take it to area code 240-280, talk to St. Louis, baby. 240.
They heard you about to say dipping balls, so they ain't on the line.
Say no. Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
No, hi.
Oh, okay. Hi. Hi, St. Louis.
Hi.
Hey,
how
love.
Are you?
How are you doing?
Hey, Casey and Teddy, I think.
Hey. Yeah, that's my name, I think. Hey.
Am I right? Okay. Anyway.
You are.
Hi. I really enjoy watching you perform. I see you at Hanger a lot, so that's where I'm headed to right now.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yeah, I don't do too much, you know. I tip you a little something, but you know, I got another little special one in there that I do the most for.
Oh, that's
what's up. No, I'm just playing. But yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, you do a good job. You sexy as shit, and You know, when you coming back to perform?
At Hangers, unfortunately, I won't be there. But, I got a different night for Thursdays. I'll be at the club called Remington, actually, now. So, So I'll be out there now. But I do have the next shows that'll be coming up. I got something on 4th of July, but I do have something if you're going to go to NY. Saturday, the Pride, I'll be out there.
No, that's
number.
I can't do it.
Nothing wrong with that. I got another show here, House Rocker, with Secret Weapon.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be Sunday.
I think I'm coming to that.
All right, yeah. Definitely be looking forward to see you out there.
Yes, ma'am. And maybe I'll tell you who I am when I see you. I'll be like, yeah, I'm going to, you know. But I'm not going to say it tonight. You people know
me. That's cool. That'll work. That'll work.
All right, baby.
All right, love.
If I see y'all night. Bye-bye. Bye, Casey. Bye, Teddy. All right,
be safe.
I love you. Bye.
All right, if you want to talk to St. Louis, please press the number one. Please, please, please. She is not scared. Don't be scared of her. She loves you, girl. So press the number one right now. She definitely do want to speak to you, okay? If you are online, call us in at 646-716-6977. Just go to area code 410-655. Talk to St. Louis.
Hello?
Hey, how are you?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
How are you?
Fine.
That's
hi, St. Louis.
Hey, love. How you doing?
I'm fine. You have no idea who you're talking to, and if you don't, I swear I'm going to come through this phone and punch you in your throat.
Oh, Lord, silence.
That is my lovely assistant. Hey, love, what's going on?
I was calling.
That's my assistant, everybody. That's Vicky.
Hey, Vicky.
How are you guys?
All right.
See, I was trying to be nice and call and tell you who won the game, but see, I was multitasking, and I can't multitask too well. But last I looked, and don't laugh because I know nothing about sports, but the blue team, it said 50-something, and the red team, it said 60-something. I don't know about the crap, so there goes my help for you.
Yeah. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you. Thanks very much.
That helps a little bit. Actually, you know what? I think it's coming back on, and when it comes on, I'll look at the bottom of the screen, but all I know is blue and red. I don't know names, so can't help you there.
That's what's up. I appreciate that, Vicky. You're the best, girl.
You're welcome. I was trying to look, but it's showing people. I don't know.
We know the red team is winning. That's all that matters. That's it.
Okay, so if that's who you're rooting for, I guess that's who I'm rooting for. Woohoo, team, red team.
Yep, red team, team.
That ain't loyalty. That's loyalty right there. That's loyalty. Yeah.
All day.
Lord.
I was trying to wait for it to come back up. This takes too long. Why they got to show you all this extra stuff? I don't care about him stretching his legs and all that other type of foolishness. Okay, here you go. I guess the blue team is 56 and the red team is 67. There you go.
Oh,
I did my duty today.
That'll work.
Yeah. All right, I'm getting off here. You guys have fun. Can't wait to see you guys in August.
All right, you too. All right. Ladies, one more time, if you would like to speak to St. Louis, press number one. She definitely want to talk to you. St. Louis, so, what's your favorite position, man? What position is the position for you? we just down in dirt over here, babe. We don't talk about everything.
Ain't no wrong with that. Ultimately, to be honest with you, I like when a female rides. So,
uh-oh.
I like a female on top. I like to relax. But I like to relax. So, I like a female that can ride.
Y'all better jump on St. Louis, you hear me? booty in the pot. And dipping them balls, I ain't lying.
Wow.
Yes, I'm gonna be doing something new. Hold on, you gotta call. Hold on. Area code 561-692 Talk to St. Louis.
Oh my God. Hi everybody.
Hi.
You hear me? I was the first caller, but I was washing dishes, so I'm sorry.
We caught you off guard.
Well, hi. I just watched your YouTube video. I didn't really know who you were before when I first called, but I just want to say that you're talented. I like your dancing. And you mentioned that you, out of all the places that you wanted to go, you would go to Puerto Rico. And I actually live, like, about 10 minutes away from there. I'm from St. Thomas.
Oh,
wow.
So that would be nice to have you down here in the islands, because they think that we don't have any gays at all, but we really have a lot.
Oh, wow. Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I would just call them and say that, and I just, that was about it.
Okay, love. Definitely be looking forward to heading out that way.
Okay.
All right. Thank you for calling in.
Okay. Oh, wow. Wow.
St. Thomas,
man. Yes.
St. Thomas. Yo, that's a vacation right there.
Oh, yeah. St. Thomas. St. Thomas.
I might have to, yo, if my assistant tapping in, St. Thomas, yo, get that together.
Hear that? ASAP, girl, ASAP.
Yo, that sounds like a plan. I would definitely not be mad at St. Thomas right now.
I hear that, man. Another one of our fans want me to ask you, oh, God. Who knows? St. Thomas. I mean, Lord. I'm sorry. Look, I heard about the vacation, man. St. Thomas, St. Louis, man. Y'all twins, man.
Man.
That sounded too good.
Right?
But the Sexy Gemini 16 off of Twitter wants me to ask you, how big is your strap?
Oh, wow. Well, I mean, I got more than one.
Uh-oh.
But my largest one is a 9.
Okay. You heard that? She said it's a 9. Can you handle that? And she also wants to know, where is the strangest place you ever had sex?
That's a good one. I mean, because I ain't going to lie, I've been at a park, college time, I've been in the back of one of the classrooms in the auditorium.
Wow.
Okay. That's probably Dallas. I mean, I'm not too spectacular. You ain't going to find me on top of the arch or something. But, you know.
All right. Did you hear that, Miss Sexy Gemini? She's probably going to tune in with some more questions in a minute. But
okay.
I think I want to know, what is the most craziest thing you have ever did at a show?
Craziest thing I did in a show? Wow. Let's see. I haven't did nothing too crazy. I probably think the one wild thing from my big ladies out there. I love y'all. I had this one thick chick. She was laying on the floor, whatnot, on her back. I stood on top of a chair, but before I got on the chair, I put like a swirl of whipped cream between her legs. And I made her hold her legs up like a V. And from the chair, I just dropped down between the legs, and my face had whipped cream all over my face. I think that was probably one of the craziest things when I dropped down and pretty much smothered my whole face and mouth with whipped cream between her legs.
Now, what was the reaction on her face when you did that?
Man, it was crazy. Everybody was tripped out about it because they didn't know what I was going to do. They like, I mean, what, was she about to flip? Like, what? And I pretty much, to be honest with you, I did almost smother myself. I had to get up out of there. I almost, but it was one of my first type of tents trying to be creative, but it was fun, though. It was definitely fun.
All right. Well, here comes Gemini again, Sexy Gemini 16. And, ladies, if you do want to ask Gemini some questions, question number one, don't be scared now. Because Sexy Gemini, she getting them all now. I know y'all got some questions for her. All right. Sexy Gemini, she wants to know, since you're talking about thick women, she wants to know, do you like dating thick women? Do you like thick women in general?
I like dating thick women. I love all women. All women are sexy to me in their own way, you know. But my preference, I love my thick women. I do. I'm not going to lie. I love thick thighs, thick ass. I'm not a big titty person. I ain't going to lie. I'm not a big titty person. But I do love ass. I love ass and thighs. That's all me right there.
I know that's right. Say it again. What you say? Ass and thighs. I hear that. So, I mean, titties, I think titties can be overrated, man. You know
man,
what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely can.
But
tomorrow, so I'm in good spirits.
All right. Yeah, you going along. Well, tell me you're going to New York flight.
Yeah.
I knew it. Yeah. I remember.
I'm ready. I'm going by myself, so kind of nervous, but I think it's going to be a good trip. I need to get out, so it's going to be fun.
Well, hopefully and you get to meet St. Louis tomorrow. St. Louis is going to be there, too, performing.
I know. I just seen her video, and I was getting dressed. I'm about to be on my way out, and I was getting dressed. I'm like, oh my god, hold on. Let me see this video real quick. I was like, oh, okay.
you might get to see her, St. Louis.
I mean, where is she? Is she performing tomorrow?
Not tomorrow. I will be there Saturday night performing.
Where are you performing at?
Club, I want to say it's Gate. I'm going to put up another flyer on my Facebook, and I'm going to actually put it on my YouTube, too, that you looked at, so you can see it. I don't want to mispronounce it.
All right, well, that's cool. I'll be all over tomorrow. We have VIP passes to most of the clubs that's giving stuff,
yeah.
So I'm gonna try to get to a few.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. Please do that.
I will. I seen your video. You're really good.
Oh, thank you.
You caught me off guard for a little bit, but that's okay. But I'll definitely see you Saturday night. And Casey, thank you so much for the DM. I went and did that today.
All right.
right. But it was really nice. The stone frame is really, really nice. They're gonna put it on her grave site on Sunday. So when I get back on Monday, I'm gonna go check it out.
All right. Well, I'm glad you got that done, and that's progress, baby. And trust me, she really do appreciate that more than you know.
I'm quite sure she does. It's a beautiful picture, and the way they're going to frame it and put it on her site is going to be really, really cute. So me and her son, we're going to go check it out on Tuesday just to see it. So that was a really, really great idea that you gave me. So thank you. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
But you guys have a good night. I'm actually on my way out, so I just finished getting dressed in St. Louis. I guess I'll see you on Saturday night.
Yes, ma'am, love. Be safe.
Oh, my God, I got all the girls taking my money this weekend. Well, good night, ladies. Have a good one.
You too.
You too.
All right. I have another question to Miss Sexy Gemini again. She said, St. Louis, what is your sign? She wants to know your sign.
My sign is Virgo, Virgin Virgo.
Oh, no. You was cool when you said the Virgos. Virgos are freaking.
Yes, indeed. A lot of people mistake Virgos as Scorpios, but Virgos is something else.
Yes, y'all are. Yes. I know I got a friend that's a Virgo, and I got a mother that's a Virgo, and I know both sides. Lord Jesus.
Oh, wow.
The level? Yeah, they're crazy, too. So y'all crazy as hell. Yeah, but y'all good friends, though. Definitely good people.
Yeah, well, I get that, too. I get we good people, we freaks, and when we pissed off, we pissed off.
Oh, yeah, pissed off and don't know what the hell to say out your mouth.
Right.
y'all in the line with us too. Y'all in line with Libras, man. We just like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just like shit. We don't care, man. We the nicest people on earth, man. But as soon as you say something out your mouth, and you might get past the first time.
Yeah,
you might get past the first time, but that second time you better run. See you later. Don't come back.
I'm a Leo, so. Once you cross me, it's a wrap. I'm a kind person. We'll get a shirt off my back. But once you cross me, don't ask me for shit.
That's definitely true. Definitely true.
Man, right.
Y'all got quiet for a second. That's just had to think about that, huh?
That's hell, that. But St. Louis. St. Louis, what I want you to do right now before I let you go, I want you to tell America, St. Thomas, Jamaica, what else do we have?
Everywhere.
We got all kinds of people to call in, so I want you to tell them how they can get in contact with you via your social networks and booking you into their town. They want to know.
All right. First, we're going to start off, of course, y'all probably, if y'all don't know, my Facebook is Centoria Handsome. That's Centoria Handsum. That's my Facebook. My Twitter page, y'all can follow me. The at symbol, of course, spoken, that's capital S, Spoken underscore 2 I's and K, Spoken Ink. I even got this little Instagram thing. That's Spoken Ink also. It's all lowercase and it's 1 I. For my YouTube page. My YouTube page is the first one. It's STL Finest 2009. And my second page is Saint, spelled out, S-A-I-N-T, Finest, Dom, D-O-M, and the number one. You'll be able to see all my latest videos, my updated videos. I pretty much keep it up to date as much as possible. For all my bookings, my assistant. Her name is Vicky, and you can contact her via email. It's stlouisbooking@gmail.com. And before I go, I do want to plug in my, you know, my latest little shows that I got coming up, starting with Saturday. I will be at the NYC Pride performing Saturday night. The club name, I did have it. Let me find it. If I'm not mistaken, let me get it right quick. It's ESPAC. I'm sorry, ESCAPE. Thank you, Vicky. Vicky is on me right now. She's shooting me text messages to my spot. Also, Luda is having a Pride 4th of July. I will be performing there here in the DMV. Drift, July 7th, I will be there. Last but not least, House Rocker is going down again, 2012. That's going to be at the Escape here in Maryland. It's going to be hot. Don't miss it. Shout out to Secret Weapon. Always show y'all love because y'all definitely gave me an open door when I hit the DMV. And, yo, last but not least, I got to give y'all a shout out for putting me on. I definitely appreciate y'all. She's on. Y'all shut it down. Y'all seem like y'all is just mad cool people. Definitely extended family. Mad respect and love to y'all.
And you are our family now, too. All right? So when we come up there, we act like you don't know me and Teddy, because me and Teddy going to make sure you know us. Like everybody said, we going there.
Going up in there, hey, St. Louis, what up, St. Louis? Come on now. Don't hurt.
We're going to find you. Definitely, yo. Definitely going to show y'all love. I'm definitely coming out there to clown with y'all, rip the stage in August. Y'all already know I will be in the building to party with y'all. Drinks up.
Right.
We going to get it in, bottoms up all night.
All right. And she will be, ladies. If you have not gotten your tickets to She Pride 2012, St. Louis will be there. She will be there full in effect. So y'all ladies need to get them before they go, because I know by the next month, I give it 2 weeks. They be sold out, right? I give it 2 weeks because they're going fast. So y'all need to get
they
tickets going
fast. I got quite a bit of people from here that definitely will be there. That's definitely snatching y'all tickets pretty quick. So definitely get y'all tickets, man. Y'all know it's going to be real big.
We can't wait to see you, man. When you come down here, you're family. So you might as well get ready for me and Teddy, because we're going to show you something. Yeah?
All right, man. I'm ready.
All right. Well, we definitely want to thank you for coming on She's On Radio. We love you. And you have a good night, okay?
Yo, love y'all too. Y'all be safe. Have a good time. Definitely looking forward to see y'all soon, man. All right.
All right. Good luck at your shows this weekend too.
Yo, appreciate that, man.
All right. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
All right, man. Deuces.
All right. Man, Terry, that was awesome. I really did enjoy talking to St. Louis. St. Louis is an awesome person.
Can't wait to meet him.
I can't wait either, man. Can't wait. But I know y'all ladies waiting on us. We already know. So, Teddy, tonight is fan topic. So what I'm going to do, because I know a lot of y'all listening on Facebook, y'all listening on Twitter, y'all listening on Tag, y'all listening on Instagram, y'all listening from everywhere. What should I and Teddy talk about tonight? I'm going to give you 2 minutes. To shout my wall out, to get on my wall, say, hey, Casey, let's talk about this. Tweet me, whatever. First person to tweet me, text me, whatever. That's what we're talking about tonight. I'm going to give y'all 2 seconds. Matter of fact, I'm going to say the Jeopardy song for y'all ladies. You hear me?
I want y'all to
press 1 right now if y'all want to talk. Let's get it in. Come on. Don't be scared. Do you hear me? Tonight is all about you, ladies. Tonight is the fan night. We're going to do this each and every Thursday night, fan night. We talk about whatever you want to talk about. So,
Don't be scared. Oh, got an interaction. Hold on, Twitter. All right.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Okay.
Come on,
Twitter
fans. Come on. We're going to talk about
this coming from Imperfect Beauty. She wants to talk about bad head. Oh, God.
Oh.
That's it. I can talk about bad head all day. I can talk about bad head all day. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Teddy, tell me, how does it feel being in the bed or on top of a car or in the presence of a woman that's downtown as a North Carolina saying, what you say, dipping your balls, and she
dipping
down there, and she down there doing what it do, you know, giving it to you like she thinks it is right. Now, what if she ain't doing it right? What if she not doing it right? Like, tell me how that would feel for a woman to be down there just getting it in on her part, but on your part, you just like, crickets.
I'm gonna try to talk to her first, and then if help her along the way. But if that don't work, I'm like, we gonna watch some videos. We gonna go get some help. You gonna get this right, damn it. You gonna learn today. You gonna learn today,
baby. Matter of fact, you gonna learn within these next 2 minutes, cause you know.
They gonna work.
I can't be with nobody in a relationship. Matter of fact, it don't even have to be a relationship. Put it like this. I can't have sexual relations like grandma or another, but a sexual relation with nobody that's downtown riding my bus and ain't got no bus fare. I'm just saying, it is what it is. You cannot.
You ain't got no bus pass. You can't get on the
ride. You ain't got no bus pass, baby. If you is not down there making me make noises until I spring to next year, baby, if you not making me doing what it do, I'm going to tell you like this. Matter of fact, I'm going to give you the look. I'm not going to give you the look. My stuff going to give you the look. It's going to be like, And she's going to clench up. And she's going to be like, hold on. And you're going to already know what it is. I'm going to say, excuse me, ma'am. Excuse me, miss. Hey, what's up, baby? How you doing? My name is Casey. What's going on? And she going to be like, why you stop me? I'm like, look, I didn't stop you. Miss Casey downstairs stop you, okay? Because, look, she like to be pleasing. It's a spot. It's a couple of spots down there that need to be touched. And you're not even touching one of them. She's not even halfway to touching the spot. And, you know, I'm not going to, you know, put you out there, but I will say this to you, sweetheart. Eating pussy is like an art. It's like a canvas. It's like your tongue is the pen, baby, and the coochie, whatever y'all call it, balls, whatever you want, ladies want to call it. And that should be the pen. That should be the paper or the art canvas. And it shouldn't be a wrong way. Like, you should know how to eat pussy. It should be illegal for people not to know how to eat pussy, because I feel like if you know how to eat on an ice cream cone, baby, you know how to lick it, you know how to split it, you know how to do what it do on an ice cream cone. What's so hard about you putting a little thing in your mouth and making it do what it do like on an ice cream cone? It shouldn't be hard. It should be easy, man. You should get an A-plus effect. Straight up. It shouldn't be hard. It shouldn't be hard, baby. You know how you want to please yourself. So you please yourself real good, but I'm over here suffering because I'm over here like, damn, I don't get it. What's going on? You know what I'm saying? I don't understand, bro. But look.
Yeah. What?
What's going on with that, man? The bad head, like.
I'm like this. If I like getting it, I like doing it. But if the person's doing me and they not getting a hint, if you can't make me scream to the top of my lungs,
what?
Or make me run like, no, I'm good, like push you away, like, I'm good, you can stop. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm just going to get up and, like, scratch my head for a minute. Like, what just happened? I'm like, you pleasing yourself, I'm just over here like, are you done? Like, can you stop? Like, I can go do this on my own. I might try to get myself in. I don't even know. Anyway.
So what I'm going to do right now, ladies, y'all heard me and Teddy. Y'all heard how we feel about it. Let's go. Ladies, I want to talk about bad head. Person number one, there's no right or no wrong answer. Let's talk. Don't be scared. You can either ask us. You can ask us a question about how you're there, you're going through something, we're here for you. So we're going to take it to the phone line, area code 919-806, talk to us, baby.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and tell you up front right now. I've never had an orgasm ever in my life. Never, ever.
What?
Ever. Seriously, never, ever, ever. Ever, 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 ever. Like, I want to so bad. Like, oh, so bad.
Wait a minute. Repeat what you just said. I want to know, am I hearing you correctly?
I've never had an orgasm. Never fuzz, never came. Whatever terms I want to use, I've never had.
What the hell?
I don't know, but I guess you could say I've had a lot of bad experiences with, you know, because they thought they were doing what to do or not. And plus, I'm mean, I'm pretty mean, and I'm very, very impatient. Like, I don't understand, like you said, you took this part, and I'm not going to say I'm the best caregiver in the world, because there was a time where I really wasn't that good, but now that I've practiced and I'm here with a couple of people, I know what I'm doing. And to me, I feel like that if you can't just at least suck on it, just a little bit, like just in a moan, just a little bit, then I go completely up. It's really not that hard. Like, you better do like Winnie said on Between Women. She's like, get your ABCs, start doing your ABCs and whatnot. Like, it's not that hard. A, B, like, go in. Like, and first, me, you know you're not doing something with me. I'm just laying there. Just laying there. And, no, what are you not doing something? If I start singing a song, because I love singing, and if I start singing, you know you're doing something wrong. Or if I pick up my phone, if I even think about picking up my phone and start texting, you know you're not doing something. I done took it to the next level where I got on the phone, had a great little conversation with my best friend, like, girl, you had a great conversation while she's down there doing what she thinks is giving me business. Like, no. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's like, it's so frustrating because, like, I love sex. Like, I love the feeling of sex, but I've never gotten to that point where having an orgasm. So I know I'm missing something. I'm missing something so wonderful. But I haven't had one, you know, not even myself. And I love playing with my body, like, not even myself.
What?
hold on, baby. First of all, my question to you, I'm going to have to stop you right there. Okay. I understood about the woman you're dealing with wasn't giving an orgasm. Because that's understandable, because not everybody know how to get to the spot, baby. That's just normal. But my question to you is, now, when you said that you gave your own self, You pleased your own self and you didn't get a reaction from that? You didn't get an orgasm from that?
Mm-mm, like, no, because I'm very big on toys because I found that my fingers are not long enough and I love deep penetration. So, yeah, I use toys and whatnot, the vibrators. I done went and got me an Oral-B and everything. That shit.
Oh, well.
Like, I don't know, maybe it's something I'm doing. Like, maybe I just don't know how the correct way to do it. I don't know.
Want me to teach you?
Come on.
I can tell you what to do. All right? This is the number one thing. Sex. First of all, you know your body. You know what turns you on. Do you know, matter of fact, do you know what turns you on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know what turns you on. What turns you on?
I love stuff on my neck. Like, I'm very, very, very aggressive. Like, if you can fight me or whatnot, that shit turns you on. Ooh, and pulling my hair.
So that turns, so would that make it easier for you to have an orgasm?
Okay, yeah, because there was this one female where I was almost there, but I kind of was like,
I said stop. Like, I didn't mean, like, stop. Like, and I guess she thought that I meant, like, stop. But I was just like, no, I actually said don't stop. And she got to stop. Like, stop. And I was like, what the fuck? What are you doing? Like, yeah. And, like, she was pulling my hair, touching all the white spots and whatnot, like, scratching me up, like, just giving it to me. And I'm like, what? Why did you stop?
Well, the first step, I think the first step to giving yourself an orgasm is to know yourself and get in tune with your own body. Nobody else can please you if you don't know how to please yourself. That's just number one. Mm-hmm. I think honestly, mentally, I think you need to lay off the sex with other people and get to know you, your wants, your needs. And when it comes down to sex, you need to know how to be able to please yourself. I can tell you what to do to make you have an orgasm. That's just, you know, I know what to do. You know what I'm saying? First step. Okay. Mm-hmm. You say your neck and your hair, right? Your hair is a main attraction for you, right? Mm-hmm. So maybe you could do a little foreplay on yourself. You know, maybe get in your room. Set the mood right. You don't even have to have somebody there to treat yourself to candles and, you know, rose petals on the bed. You know, you gotta know how to treat yourself wonderful for somebody else to do it. Like I said before, I think, are you into water? Are you into ice? Are you into halls? Or any, like bedroom? You get some bedroom food? Mm-hmm. Okay. I think honestly, all right now, y'all don't get nasty. Kissy can't get a little nasty, right? But this is something that I had to do myself to make me have an orgasm. You ready?
This is wrong.
She needs to know, baby. She needs to know, Teddy.
I know she needs to know, but I don't know. This is
my switch. Well, look. Maybe I can help her and somebody else too. Maybe they're wondering, like, damn, this is what you do, sweetheart. Are you ready?
Hold on, one second. I'm
writing
it down.
Yeah, write it down, baby. Uh-oh. It's going to be a step-by-step process. The KC step to a mental orgasm. You ready for this?
Yep, I am ready.
All right, number one, you got to set the mood right. So maybe you can do it tonight, whatever. I have a Walmart open 24/7. Everybody got Walmart. Go to Walmart or wherever you want to go, Victoria's Secret, whoever. Set the mood right. You gotta treat yourself out. Let's make it a fantasy island. You know, put a little rose petals on the bed, light a few candles, you can do a little incense to set the aroma. Lavender is a good smell for sexual arousement. Lavender is awesome. Maybe what you can do, you can purchase you some oils. You know, because sometimes our body fluid isn't enough to stimulate our clitoris.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, maybe you can get you some oils. Or sometimes, you know, some people like to use a little water. You know, lick your finger however you want to do it, but the oil is wonderful. Take a little oil. And you got your thumb and you got your index finger, them two fingers right there, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what you do. You put a little oil in between those two fingers. You listening?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Put a little oil in between. Shut up, Tessie. Put a little oil in between them two fingers, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you got a position. Some people call it the clitoris. Some people got all different types of names for it, but it's called a clitoris. And you position a little bit of oil should be on both fingers, man.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to position the thumb on one side and the clit on one side, right? And what you do is you just imagine yourself again having an orgasm. You imagine it. And it's just like, you know, we're not going to have phone sex today, but you imagine yourself getting pleased the way you want to be pleased. You feel what I'm saying? You have a little me time. You have a little time with yourself, and you take the fingers and you just, you know, stroke it a little bit. Stroke it just a little bit, and my favorite is the ridges, the top, right there by the hood of the clitoris. You gotta get deep and in tune to that. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That is awesome. That is the best. You hear me? I'm sorry, y'all got a little over carried away, but that is the best. When you can take the hood of that clitoris and you can take that thumb and stick it in just a little bit, and you tickle the tip of that clit, baby, on top just a little bit with that oil, baby, because it's still like your natural juices. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's all about stimulation when it comes down to orgasm, because if you're not pleased, you will never please yourself, baby, you will never be able for another person to please you, because you just don't know what to do. You just don't know if it's good or bad. You feel what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So definitely start massaging your clit a little bit. Maybe you can do a little fantasy with the whipped cream. Whipped cream is awesome, too. You can do chocolate. You can make your own body of human sundae. You don't need nobody to do that. You imagine those fingers as a wonderful tongue or whatever, and you just, it's called role play. It's called imagination. It's called me time. That's what it's called. You don't need nobody, baby. You can do it yourself, dude.
Okay.
So I definitely, yes.
Right.
Take time for yourself, okay?
Okay. But where I get off, I did have to get last week, I believe it is, I talked about the whole my girlfriend not calling me on my TV because of blah, and I had to bring y'all advice.
All right, now you go use that tonight, all right? You go use it tonight. You call back, well, not tomorrow, we're going to be in South Carolina, but you call back on Monday and you tell us how that went through. You got to love you first, baby. You got to love your body. Your body is your temple, and you got all the equipment on your body to make it work. Trust and believe me, baby. The best orgasm is the self-orgasm. So you got to get that in tone, all right?
All right.
All right. Well, thank you for calling the season on radio. Huh?
I said thank you guys so much.
You're so welcome, man. And you get in tune with the coochie, okay? Get in tune with it.
Oh, Lord, I'm going to have to go pray after I get off the phone with you. Lord, help me.
I mean, but you know what, though, bro? Sometimes people just don't know.
Well, sometimes they do, and they don't. Jack, you're right. They just don't know, and you've got to tell them. I just didn't want to hear it coming from you.
Oh, you probably was over there rubbing them big knockers. You was over there rubbing.
No, look, I was taking notes, like, yes, I need to do this, and it's just a little snow.
But I'm glad we can be of some assistance to you, sweetheart, okay? And you definitely let us know. Let us know. We want no Monday. Call us Monday and talk to us, okay?
All right.
We're going to go ahead to the next caller. I think she's going now, lady. She's going now. She's going down now. Because she don't put on them steps, baby. KC don't talk. And Teddy over there, Teddy probably writing them down. So ain't nothing wrong with that, Teddy.
Look, I'm in tune with oneself, okay? But hey,
I
can learn. Every now and again, you gotta touch it up, make sure it's there, it's right.
So see, I could have told her some extra stuff, but I wanted her to be do the beginning first, you know?
Right, but look, you told her some good helpful hints. But if you want to tell her anything else, inbox her or something. I don't want to, yeah, bro. It's too much for me, okay?
All right, ladies, we go. Shut up, man. We gonna go to area code 919-806. Talk to Terry and KC. Hello. 919-806.
Hello.
Oh.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. You just talked to me.
We can't hear you.
I'm so sorry. We didn't mean to do that, okay?
It's cool.
No, we'll be right back to you, all right?
All right.
All right, hey, you code out 254-624 Tuck, Teddy, and KC. What's good?
Hey, y'all, what's up?
Hey, what's good? How you doing?
What?
You doing all right?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. You know, I just got off, so I just be calling. I don't know what's going on.
What happened was this young lady just now never had an orgasm before, and I had to walk her step by step to teach her how to feed herself.
Yep.
And I gave her, I think she might have wrote a book over here because I told her step by step on how to tickle that cat so she can have her orgasm. And that's what it was. That's what happened.
Oh, okay.
Got a little X-rated.
Yep, I got quiet. I ain't say nothing.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Just calling to say hello.
We thank you for calling. You got a topic for us tonight? Want to ask us a question? Ask us anything you want to ask us.
Man, I don't.
Oh,
I do, but I mean, I don't have time to talk about it, so I have to call on another night because I need some advice, man.
You sure you don't want to get it right now? You know I got some quick advice now. You don't want to get it in right now?
I guess I could real quick before I start getting ready.
Right. Know what we talking about.
Okay, so, oh my gosh. So I've been talking, all right. We've barely been talking, like, not even that long ago. Like, not even a month yet. Like, we've barely been talking. And, like, I mean, you know, it's just cool and everything. But, I mean, I don't want a relationship right now, you know. I'm young. I'm really young. But, like.
How young is young?
Huh?
How old are you?
I'm 19.
Oh, yeah, you're a baby.
I am a baby. But, like, she keeps, like, I don't know, she keeps pressuring me, man. It's peer pressure. I feel like I'm in high school again.
Uh-oh.
And, like, she keeps throwing stuff at me. Like, she lived down here where I live, but she moved to Georgia. And she keeps telling me, oh, you should move to Georgia with me, and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, no. And she's like, why not? You can go to school out here. And I'm like, no, I'm going to go to school where I'm at. And,
what?
Like, she just keeps doing it, and, like, the other night. She swears up and down she was drunk. But she going to I love you. I'm like, girl.
You don't love me. Not after no month.
Exactly. We ain't been talking that long. It's not even a month yet. And I'm just like, and she's older than me. She's like 26. So I'm thinking, you older, so thought you would be calm. But you just all over the place. She's just doing too much. I mean, yeah, she's cool. You know, blah, blah, blah. But I just don't feel like dealing with her. And I don't know how to tell her because she real emotional and she crazy. I'm scared.
Uh-oh. You got a crazy one.
Yes, man.
Well, tell you go ahead and tell her how you feel about that right quick and all.
Shoot. You just need to tell her you don't want to be with her. I mean,
she don't get it. I've been telling her, man. She don't get it. She's like, okay, well, I can wait. But she asked me every day. Like, the other day, in the morning, she texted me. She's like, good morning, babe. And she's like, let's make it official. And I was like, no.
She need to get it through her pretty little head that you are not ready for no relationship right now. You focusing on yourself in school. Now, don't make me, I pull out my belt. Tell them, like, I don't want to deal with you. She needs to focus on them, their books, get her degree, keep moving.
Yes, you understand that.
And, like, she want to establish herself. She want to have fun. There's nothing wrong with having fun. But school come first, damn it. She want to pay that in-state tuition, not that out-of-state tuition.
Yes, oh, my God, that's so expensive.
That's just my opinion on it. You got to get the hint. You just leave her alone because that's just going to stress you out and you ain't going to focus on your schoolwork and stuff, but then I'm going to have to come down there with my belt, and you ain't going to want that to happen. I'm just saying. I will find you. And they look.
Okay,
yeah. Right. What's going on now? What college you go to?
Tennessee.
Tennessee?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Ok
Texas Southern University.
I will come down there to Texas Southern, yeehaw, and have a bone to pick with you. I tell this little girl, leave alone. Don't I will. Come on, be alone.
Oh my God!
I'm sorry, I had my mama moment again. I'm sorry.
Let me come back. Okay.
Man, I said take up all that and this beer. No, I didn't. I didn't mean to say that. I had to
so
go back to. Sorry, ladies, I'm not valid. B100, man. Like, look, Charlie, look at this. Well, let me tell you something, little girl, little nappy head, little bald head girl. Let me tell you something. Me and you will never work. We
not
are good friends. I'm not ready for a relationship. I have a life ahead of me. I'm too young. I have goals. I'm not done with school. I'm trying to be focused on me right now. And if you want to be in my space, you need to understand that. I'm not saying that we can't stop talking or whatever, but I need me time. And, you know, this is not going to work. So if you are my friend, you will stay. And if you're not, deuces, hello, future. Goodbye.
Deuces.
Management. That's what you said. Straight up.
And
if she can't understand,
huh?
If she can't understand that, then you know she wants your friend anyway.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Feel it. We'll see how crazy it is.
And like Teddy said, we'd be down there with a bet. They'd be coming
with
down there to the college. Teddy
coming
have
down there.
We coming
down there full force.
Oh, Lord.
All the way from Virginia. I got to get on a plane, come all the way from Virginia. It's a problem.
Yes, Lord. Yeah. I'm coming too, man. I'm coming looking like a grandma, baby. I'm going to have my wig on, my lace front.
Oh,
all right. I'm gonna come determined to smack, all right?
I'm gonna come looking like a grandpa. She gonna be coming looking like a grandma. We gonna come up there. Forbid the smack.
Yes.
Going on here.
We gonna be looking like Shawty. Hey, we gonna be coming looking like Madeira, Mr. Brown, baby.
Brown.
I'm gonna be Mr. Brown.
I'll be Madeira.
You be Madeira.
My pocketbook with my guns in it. Yes, Like, what do you want? Involuntary manslaughter or manslaughter? Like, you can pick one. Come on now.
Yes, I'm going to say, I'm coming down with my loud pants on, man. We coming down there, man, all right?
Okay.
All right. We want to thank you for calling. She's on radio. We're going to take the next caller. Do not go nowhere, all right? Or if you do got to go somewhere, check us out on Monday. We won't be here tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
All right. You have a nice night. All right,
code 804-869,
talk to us.
Hey, okay, so I'm calling from Richmond.
How you doing?
And I'm fine. I have a problem. Talking to three chicks.
Whoa.
At one
time. Whoa.
Yeah. And they all want me to move to where they're at. One is in Cali, one's in North Carolina, the other one is in South Carolina.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And I don't know what to do.
I'm like, what part of North Carolina and South Carolina and Cali? Where they at?
Sacramento, California, Charlotte, North Carolina, and Hayatville, South Carolina.
Well, damn, I don't know about that last one, but I know about Charlotte.
Yeah.
But what do you want to do?
I don't know what I want to do. Like, the one in Cali, we argue all the time.
Well, that's
you pretty
that
much
alone,
all
baby.
We do. The one in South Carolina, I feel like she's a liar, but then she always proves to me that what I feel like she's lying about isn't a lie. And the one in North Carolina, I think she just wants me for sex, but it's so good, I don't want to say no.
My favorite quote from the Simpsons movie, you between a rock and a hard place right now.
No, she not. No, she not. No, she not.
She'll make up her mind, but I'm like,
I think she know who she can see herself spending her life with. And who she herself getting it in with. Because getting it in and spending your life is two different things, baby. And if you're going to move, you better move. You better move to where you can spend your life at, and that way you can get some head. You can get some head right here in Richmond. There's a whole lot of love to have a head about little girls right here in Richmond, Virginia.
But see, I'm from Richmond. I'm sick and tired of Richmond. Like,
Cause y'all got them flying squirrels. That's all. We got them flying squirrels, baby. That's what they doing in Richmond, flying squirrels.
That's what I love being in
my area too. Yes, I understand you. We are like, I'm in Richmond too, so I understand. Cause you, I don't know. It's like sometimes it's. You really don't find what you're looking for here, but when you go out and get somebody in another city or state, you know, it could be better for you. But all I'm going to tell you is this, look, it ain't no, you don't need no advice. All I'm going to tell you is this, follow your heart, follow your mind, baby, follow your spirit, talk to God, get on your knees, say, hey, lead me in the right direction. If you're just going to get some sex from somebody, that's definitely not a way to move. Now you're going to get some sex. And you will move somewhere where there's a lot of sexy people, okay? Don't be going down there and getting up in a relationship with them. Go down there and just say, hey, we're going to do what we're doing, and we're going to keep it moving. You know, but just be, have protection, though. Have protection. Protect your little pootie cat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, oh,
well,
yeah.
Protect your little pootie cat, you know what I'm saying? But I just think, you know, this KC, but I just think that you should. Maybe you should, since you don't really know right now, just maybe take a little bit more time to figure out who is right. Don't make no moves yet. Just see who is right, cut them off one by one. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And make your decision. I've been in your position plenty of times, dude. I have. Oh, yes. I've been in your position, and definitely I know what you are going through. Three girls, yes. I'll be saying, okay? I understand, but you just gotta follow everything. You know, most people say follow your heart. No, baby, I feel like you gotta follow everything, cause your heart can play tricks on you, your mind can play tricks on you. That's why they need to be together. Everything need to be in one scene. You got the answer. Got it's just like judgment day, baby. It's just like at the judge, and you got the jury. You know, everybody got to be on the court. You know, or somebody gonna fail. You get me?
Yeah.
So you just gotta, you know, just figure it out. Just don't rush and say it. Right now, take time to see who is the better match.
Okay.
That's all you gotta do. You're gonna be all right. Because if you're single, it's not illegal. You know, it's not illegal, and you can talk to how many people you want to talk to because you're single. You know, you're trying to get to know people, and that's what you need. That's a good thing to do, to get to know people.
Yeah. All right, thank you.
You're so welcome, yeah. All right, we're moving on. All right, now you're talking about us flying squirrels, Teddy, but we got another flying squirrel on the phone. Let me stop. Have a ghetto.
Oh, yes, it was.
All right, call 804-228, talk to us. All right, call 804-228. Why they don't want to talk to us? Oh, Lord. All right, if you want to talk to us, lady, press the number one. Do not be scared. Hit the Facebook, hit the Twitter. We definitely are answering questions and all that good stuff. You know, let's see what the people got to talk to us about. Okay. Should you break up with someone? Because they have whack sex. Go ahead, Teddy. You answer that question for Miss Impression Beauty on Twitter.
I don't know, because I never had that problem. But if that's what you do it. But first, before you break up with the person, talk to them and see if y'all could work things out. And if y'all, you know, done the talking and tried to work it out and it still don't work, then by all means, do what you have to do. Because if you're having whack sex
and y'all still together, that person might go outside the relationship to get that good old head or whatever the case may be, and then you'll be out back. So that's just my opinion on that one.
My opinion on it, should you leave someone because they have whack sex, it all depends on the chemistry between the two of the people. You know, are you in love? Do you really love that person despite the bad head? Are they loving you? Are they careful? You know, do they treat you like a queen? In that case, I say no. I say, like Bernie Mac say, rest in peace, Bernie Mac, but he said, you know what? No, I ain't taking a head from down there. She got to learn. She got to learn. You got to teach. Just like if you're on the phone or whatever, and you don't know what to do, and you don't know what to tell, you need to tell her the same thing I told that lady a few minutes ago about how to please herself, baby. You need to tell her the same direction, so she needs to use her tongue in the same direction. It's like that, baby. It's called a figure eight. You can pick the eight and say, baby, this is what I want you to do. Spread your legs, all right? I'm going to show you what to do. Take your tongue, ball that tongue up just a little bit, like a taco, right? Position that thing right on that clit, all right? And what you need to do with it, baby, you need to take it at 20 right there in the middle. You need to make an 8 with it, like, you should see no face when it come down to eating pussy, baby. And need to tell her the truth, like, look, this is what you need to do. And that's just that's just a beginner's thing. That's just a beginner's thing. You know, the clit is a terrible thing to waste. You know, and the clit is wonderful. It's a very easy, you know, pleaser. It's definitely more to the bottom of the coochie nana than the clit. But the clit is the main tease, right? So you can get the clit working right, you can make an orgasm, and I say about 5 seconds, straight up. 10 at the most, but you got to know what you're doing, ladies. And, yeah. So, no, I will not leave my girl if her hair is wet. I will teach her because that's what people that love each other do. They teach each other.
Mm-hmm.
And every relationship should have something to be taught, or you need to get the hell out of that relationship because you're wasting your time. Relationships should be lessons. You know, you should learn that in your relationship. If you don't learn how to eat pussy in your relationship, then she's not the one. Straight up.
Right.
I'm just saying. First off.
One.
Yes. Boom. Check it. Pineapples. What it do?
Pineapples. Pineapples, bitch. Pineapples.
Pineapples. We got another caller, bro. 804-325-91. We're not going to go down. Please don't kill us. 804-325. Talk to us. Don't beat me up, all right? I'm going to do that.
No,
hello?
Hello.
How are you?
I'm lovely.
That's good. Talk to me.
How are you, bro?
Hey. What is it, mommy?
You know it.
Where you been at?
In this bed.
In the bed, girl. Ain't no wrong with that. I'm about to be right there in a few minutes.
Mm-hmm. My favorite place to be.
Yeah,
ain't no wrong with
it. I'm observing. I'm just listening in. Somebody told me to call, so.
You got anything you want
to
ask?
No, who are we talking to? I don't even know who I'm talking to.
Talking to Casey.
Oh, what's up, Patty? How are you, honey bunny?
I'm fine, honey. How are you?
Lovely.
All right.
How's
all right.
How's the little one doing?
Huh?
No, that's another one.
What? I missed that question. Hold on. What?
Okay. Wrong Patty. My bad.
Yeah,
no. Is that somewhere else? Okay. Oh, wow.
I want to know the question, man.
I was like, how's the little one? But apparently I'm talking about a different Teddy, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm back on some
kids.
Old school shit.
You talking about kids? They all right. They good.
Oh, okay. That's good too.
Like I got kids. Yep.
Yeah, that one right there. She on 17. That's all I'm gonna say about that. But
oh,
what?
Okay.
Yeah. She on.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We still got a little.
Yeah.
I'm prospering to do.
Yeah.
What y'all talking about today?
When we talking about bad head, what would you do if a woman went down on you and that stuff is just ratchet? What would you do?
I've had that situation, so, you know. Unfortunately, it got better as, you know, the first time I felt like I wanted to murder them, but as the time went by, eventually they learned my body, so actually that was the best I ever had after that, so I can't, you know. It's all, like you said, it ain't necessarily about a relationship or nothing, but she was willing to learn and explore, so. After that was freaking awesome.
I know that's right. I know that is right. Definitely.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. Good Lord. I don't have any reminiscing.
1922, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, day. I don't know about that. That's a year after my grandma was born. I don't know about that one.
Me neither.
Good grief.
We are the flying squirrels and we get them in.
No, my goodness. So how the little gathering going? And I was telling some people today they should go.
Oh, we're talking about the Sea Pride 2012?
Yeah.
That thing, we will have like 24 possibly 26 entertainers there. Definitely going to be an event that you don't want to miss because there's going to be a lot of special guests that are going to be coming in there. Definitely a mainstream person. So, it's definitely an event that people do want to take control of and definitely get down here to Richmond, Virginia. Because, Pretty Pete said on the radio the other night, Pretty Pete, that's her last show. So if you have never seen Pretty Pete ever, ever as a performer in Texas or, you know, all over the globe, never seen her, you definitely want to be there that weekend because that's going to be her last show entertaining.
Oh,
so it's definitely, you got people coming from everywhere, Mo.
I have seen. Yeah, you got some sexy little things there.
Yeah,
sexy things. Make you want to lick your own nipple. Yeah, boy.
I know that's right.
Lord Jesus, yes. I got to keep my eye out on her. Yep, yet too.
Yes, make you want to lick your own nipple on the stick your head. We ain't going to go there. We just let X-ray show tonight. But, yes, it's definitely going to be a lot of eye candy in the building that weekend. Definitely.
Yes, it is.
Yes,
Lord. Dang, I wish we could get one of our little road trips together. I miss all that.
We going to South Carolina Friday
That's where Ree trying to go. She ready to move down there again. You know, Fluff and all them move back up here from North Carolina. But Sheree ready to move down here. I'm like, you go ahead. I don't want to do that no more. All them damn tickets I got riding the road down there. Nobody.
Oh, yes.
What part of South Carolina you get your tickets at?
Oh, God. Don't even give me the line. It's been forever ago. I don't even remember the
month. Oh, Lord.
It had to be at the beginning part of North Carolina.
Oh, I know one of them was, right,
I think that one was like borderline Georgia, South Carolina. I know one of them.
Right? That one went deep in. This one around the time that we went anyway. This was another time. I was trying to go up that jam by myself, but. And I ended up getting three tickets. Hold on, that
I got a couple. I know what you're talking about. I got two seatbelt tickets. Oh my gosh, almighty. Y'all is in the way.
Oh, seatbelt tickets.
Yeah, that's how they doing.
Yeah.
Man. I know down there.
That won't even.
Virginia Beach is deep. I'm telling you, man. You don't got your seatbelt on down Virginia Beach. The cop will ride up beside the car on a goddamn black ass horse. Excuse me, ma'am. What's your name? Yeah, I need to see your ID. And you be in the back seat. I'm like, what?
Wow.
That's what happened to me. How I got mine. So I'm in the passenger. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm not even driving. I ain't even fucking up. Yeah, you ain't got your seatbelt on.
Well, it was crazy because they'd have probably thought I was high because I had one of those 5-hour energy drinks. So I was like, freaking 29,000. Oh, my goodness. I was so hyped up. And that man, when he pulled me over, it's like I couldn't calm down. He was like, ma'am, you know why I put you? I'm like, no. What are you? Do I look like I know what you put me for? I was just, like, talking so freaking fast. The dude was like, what the hell is following around with this girl? I'm like, dude, I'm not from here. I was like, I done got off at every exit since I've been riding down here. I was like, and then they don't tell you anything. They like, they just give you a ticket, ain't got no phone numbers. I'm like, how the hell am I supposed to find a courthouse somewhere I'm not from? I was like, so I ended up having to hire a North Carolina lawyer, and she went and represented me, and then eventually I had to pay her. And she paid the courts, so I was just like, oh, my God. But I never went down there. Like, y'all ain't going to lock me up in no shit, and I don't know what the hell is going on. Nobody.
No, right.
I got off by the skin of my teeth with that one, but it messed me up here, too, because eventually they suspended my license and all that crap here, so I had to pay reinstatement fees in North Carolina in order to get my job back here. So, it was a whole bunch of craziness.
Yeah, I think they just get tickets on the road just because, I'm not going to say it's a race car because I see a lot of people getting pulled that aren't, you know, black or white or whatever. They pull anybody now. I think they just pull the people because they're bored. And, you know, I think...
Or is it just a quota thing? You know, it depends on
what
time.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they just feel like, we got to make this money. It's crazy because my homegirl, she's not a police, but she work in D.C., and she's like my best friend got this joke where we call her a meter maid, but she write, you know, the parking tickets or whatever, and that she gets a kick out of it. Like, she likes going just to cuss people out and be like, look, you know, damn well you ain't supposed to park in front of no fucking fire hat. What kind of shit is this? And she be like, motherfucker, $200 fine, bitch. Pay this shit. I don't know. Don't explain shit to me. Yo, she be straight laying them out, and I'm on the phone dying. Like, them people going to come back and get your ass. Like, are you serious? And she literally loves doing that mess. Especially, I guess, in the day you pissed off and you just go to work and you shit. I'm going to retaliate and write fucking tickets. Fuck this.
All day.
Yeah, it's just...
That's funny.
It is amusing.
Well, we definitely want to thank you for coming on. She's on radio. Get on with me, though. We need to get back on the road. We definitely do. There's a lot of stuff that's going to be going on before the summer out. So we definitely got to get up.
So we got to get old Durrell back on the boat.
Yeah. What you laughing at?
Y'all okay, but
get on the bed.
Yeah.
I'll holler at you. All right,
sweetheart. Thanks for calling. Right,
you're welcome. Bye-bye. We got one more caller. This will be the last caller. 8056-1692. Talk to us.
Oh, right when I came back. This is St. Thomas.
Hey, St. Thomas.
Hi. Okay, listen. So, I'm the one that made the topic about bad hair, but that's not what I want to talk about.
Okay.
So I'm in a situation where I'm girlfriend number two.
Uh-oh. Oh.
Okay, and... her and this person has been together for, I think, like 4 to 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess she's not happy. Both of them have kids, but she's not happy. But she doesn't want me to speak to no one.
What?
Like, if she hear me speaking to somebody or she feel like I'm, you know, trying to create a relationship with somebody, she'll spaz out.
Right.
I'm just saying, that seems wrong, right? But then when I need to see her or you know, it's a problem because she can't come out the house.
She's trying to have her cake and eat it, too. That's
right. I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah, she is, and she makes me, she kind of makes me feel, like, I'm not dumb, but she kind of makes me feel bad because she tells me, oh, you hurting me, and blase, blase, and I'm like, all right, whatever. I won't speak to nobody, or whatever the case is, but I don't know what to do.
You need to live your life. She making you put your life on hold, and she got her own life at home.
Right.
You need to do what's right for you. Yeah, that's just stressing you out when you stopping what you doing with somebody that's already in a relationship.
Yeah.
Need to focus on, leave her alone and focus on you.
Well, get somebody that's going to treat you like the queen you are, sweetheart.
Yeah.
Straight up. Treat you just like the queen you are. When people, you know, there's a lot of people that's running around here now playing those exact games. I get that a lot coming from, you know, people that want to do them and don't want to put in the time and the effort when it's time for them to put it in. But I'm here to tell you that you are worth more than being a sideline chick. You know what I'm saying? If you're girlfriend number two, that's exactly what you are. So don't beat me up, but you're worth more. And I'm looking at your pictures now, and I don't understand. You're beautiful. You feel what I'm saying? And I don't understand, you know, I know right now there's about 100,000 people right now. If I were to post this picture right now, 100,000 people that would be willing to treat you like the queen you are. You deserve it. You are beautiful. You hear me?
Thank you.
And you need to know your worth. And I don't care what nobody say, baby. I ain't never being second to nobody. Straight up. I'm number one. That's what you need to go into. I'm number one. Straight up.
Right.
And if you still number two, baby, she ain't planning to make you number one. You get what I'm saying? Like, you need to let that go, baby. You need to go ahead and get you somebody to, like I said, treat you like the queen you are, Miss St. Thomas.
Okay, thank you.
You're so welcome. Do what I tell you to do now. I'm going to get the belt. All right?
Uh-oh.
I'm going to get it right now, bro.
I'm going to get the belt. KC told you she going to get the
belt. Oh, but I like that kind of stuff, so that won't really bother me.
Uh-oh.
Let me stop. Okay.
This show already been X-rated already.
Off the tape. Okay. Off the tape. All right. That was a great way to end the show.
Yes, it was. Go get belt. Yay.
I hear that, sweetheart. But you definitely, you know your worth, right? You somebody's out there for you, and somebody's gonna treat you like the queen you are, okay?
Okay.
All right. You call back Monday and let me know how that went, cause we, like I said, we're not gonna be here the rest of the week. Soon. But you let us know on Monday how it went, okay?
Okay.
All right. You have a good night.
You too.
All right. All right, tonight's show was definitely a wonderful show. I love Fan Thursdays. Fan Thursdays is when you can come on here and you can just wild out, talk about anything. We talk about whatever is under the roof. We can even talk about fried chicken and potato salad if we want to. We talk about it all around on Fan Thursdays. But if you are artist, entrepreneur, do anything, lesbian, definitely hit me up at SHE.ZONEE@gmail.com. I would love to interview you, bring you on She's On Radio. Me and Teddy got a lot to talk about with you. You know what I'm saying? Definitely, Teddy, I want to thank you for coming on here with me tonight.
No problem. You know I got your back, man. Can't wait till tomorrow, man.
All right. Y'all hear that about tomorrow. Ladies, it is going to South Carolina tomorrow. The South Carolina Pride, definitely She's On Radio will be there, and we will be there, and it's going to be definitely an awesome, awesome, awesome weekend. So y'all definitely need to come out to Columbia, South Carolina tomorrow. Definitely, if you are tired of those dead end jobs, you're tired of working jobs where it's just not working for you and with you, y'all need to hit up www.thatpositionyourself.info. All right, y'all definitely need to hit that up. She's on C5 26 Entertainers, August 30 through the 5th. She's on radio, is definitely doing that. Y'all know you got to come on out here to Richmond, Virginia. The website is www.sheprize.tk. We need to see you. Y'all need to get on the bandwagon with Pretty P and King Kales and St. Louis that was on last night. And, yo, it's gonna be dope. Y'all need to be out here, okay?
Definitely.
So I love you guys. Tomorrow we're not going to be here. We'll resume back on Monday. I love you. I love you, Teddy.
I love you too, bro. Can't wait to go to the South Carolina, baby.
Yes, sir. So, y'all have a nice night. And if I did help you, me and Teddy did give you advice tonight, we definitely want to talk to you on Monday so we can know exactly how that went. Don't let them get together. We'll come for you.
We'll come.
You hear that, St. Thomas? We come with the bill.
It takes you. Come. Come on, man.
So y'all ladies have a good night. We love y'all, and definitely keep them to support. If you do want to donate to She's On Radio, I know a lot of y'all have been asking me how to do that. You can go onto our official website, www.szradio.biz, B-I-Z. So y'all definitely hit us up. We can use the support. We try to make it satellite radio so everybody across the world can hear us, okay? So y'all definitely show us the love. We love y'all. Y'all have a good night. Good night. That said again, we love you all. Even when you don't love yourself, we love you and she's on radio, okay? Y'all have a good night. And I'm going to end it all with that Sex in the City, baby. Get your cocktails and your cosmos ready. Good night, everybody.